AgriCover is celebrating 40 years. Roltec electric sharp conversions feature a rotating and telescoping motor mount to reduce stress with no mid-joint to fail. Multiple options available to accommodate auger and door configurations. Complete your setup with a waterproof AgriCover switch control that comes fully assembled with built-in overload protection. And don't get caught without an AgriCover emergency repair kit for tarp repairs on the go. For more information or to find a dealer near you, call 800-233-4655 or visit AgriCoverTarps.com.
Okay, doke, thank you. Welcome back. It's Farm Talk. I'm Mick Kerr. Heading up to Walsh County, North Dakota. Pizik, North Dakota is where Darren Cadlick farms, and he's also one of the directors of the United Soybean Board. Darren, what are you doing today?
I'm planting beans, Mick.
Yippee! I am good. Last week we drove by your place, but you were a busy guy last week. So glad to have you on the radio today. Beans, good deal.
Glad to be here, Mick.
Yeah, pardon?
Glad to be with you.
Thank you. All right. So, are you switching to earlier variety, or are you sticking with the original maturity of in day length?
I'm wrapping up this variety I'm on right now with the seed production bean, last 100 acres. And then I switch down to shorter maturity after that, which is another variety. So, yeah, I guess I am switching down, but it's requirement.
Okay. Last week when I was there's like hardly anybody in the field. Is there more wheels a turning this week?
Yeah. Overall, we're making progress. The sun didn't come out till maybe noon, and we need the sun. It's just everything was damp this morning and sticky and tacky, and as soon as the sun came out, things just, you know, get so much easier to do what you need.
Yeah, for sure. Again, Walsh County, very, very late this year. Usually you guys are raising dust with the planter, and that's not happening this year. Is there a switching going on with the crops in your area there, or are you, again, everybody sticking with the rotation?
That's a great question. I believe there's a certain amount of switching going on. I think everybody's trying to get their corn acres in. From what I can see, there are returns that are starting to happen. The phone has been ringing. This didn't get planted, etc. And then, of course, there was, you know, it seemed early on the push was to switch earlier because everybody knew it was going to be a late spring. Some of that early stuff is shaking loose because intended acres in other places aren't happening. Mm-hmm. So some of that got moved around locally, but today the phone's been fairly quiet. I think everybody's kind of at peace, and they're just going to keep rolling until on their corn acres, possibly into the weekend. Not for sure on that. Some wheat is going in maybe unexpectedly. But we got to soak up in my case anyway, I quit planting corn last night and I switched to beans, and the air seeder's going on wheat right now. And that's what happened there. I just didn't like the calendar and I didn't like our forecast, and I'm north of Highway 2 and 2019 lives in my mind, I guess. That's, you know, it is what it is. You know, we'll find out in October.
Yeah. All right. Well, and when you say the phone's ringing, that's because not only are you a farmer, not only are you a director of United Soybean Board, you're a seed dealer. You got a seed company there. And so what are guys asking for?
The beans actually have been going out steadily. If fellows weren't able to roll on wheat, it seemed like there were some beans that got going, and then they went to wheat, come back to beans, and, you know, everybody's got multiple planters, so it just seems like the beans are steadily going out. Corn, again, going back to that, it seemed like there was a certain amount of push to find early season corn. Some of it existed, some of it was really hard to find, but, you know, it's the 24th, 23rd of May, some of it did start shaking loose, so we were able to get that position for fellows. If they wanted to keep pushing the corn envelope, if they were going to do it, they wanted to go shorter season, without question.
Sure. And what, for your Ray hybrids that you sell, what is an appropriate day length along around the Grafton area there?
right now around Teesick, Conway, Park River, it seems like the 77 day is getting planted. I'm guessing there's still 80 day. I honestly don't know what's in everybody's planters, but that would just be just a guess from the conversations I've had. 80 down to 77 day right in that target area.
Okay. All right. Well, let's jump over to the United Soybean Board. And have you had a chance to think about USB lately?
I have, because we're in the guts of our process for approving programming or investments. I guess we're telling contractors what we're looking for. They have our strategic plan, and they're trying to fit into a lane of where they can best utilize research that would move the needle on demand for U.S. soy, or if there's a development in the research side that improves production. There's also those projects that we are looking at investments as well.
And
currently, but we're in the guts of just opening those projects right now. We'll read through them. We're going to score them, which ones we feel are most important. By July, we will give a list of which ones we felt in our demand action teams or in our work groups that we felt are most important, and the budget is set, so we gotta make the budget work with the projects that we have potentially in front of us.
Yeah, what's more exciting to you, or maybe more return on investment, the research projects or the market development projects?
Oh, I like building demand. But then again, you can come along with the research project that finds a new use for beans. You look back 20 years ago or whatever it was, we realized we had a problem with soybean oil and the trans fat issue. Well, that research that we did back then is where we went with biodiesel. And now we're in the next generation of biodiesel with the renewable diesel. So, and those are, those are just enormous projects. So the development dollars that we invested there, research dollars we invested there, are so important now that everything came to fruition. We have two crush plants that are being built in North Dakota. Well, with all that crush, you have to utilize the meal. And what are we going to do with an extra, rough math would be 6 million tons of meal when all this crush comes online? We got to figure out where we're going to go. We have ideas. We have market development. We have new export opportunities. Countries we're investing in to make sure that meal has an opportunity to get there. But that's going to be fun to watch happen over the next period of time. And we're investing serious dollars to make sure that meal moves, Mick.
Yeah, and maybe you can, maybe it's time for every farm to have a couple of animals being fed soy meal.
Huh? Yeah, several thousand, in fact.
Yeah, yes, that would be good. And hey, maybe aquaculture. Everybody likes a little fish fillet now and then, too, so. Hey, before we
tilapia, shrimp. I mean, they're all markets. I mean, we're absolutely looking at everything. And aqua is a fast growing segment, but you never want to forget about the chickens and pork. They're the backbone of the meal demand.
For sure. All right. And again, check off dollars at work there. Before we cut you loose, I know you're busy and you're planting beans here. So let's talk a little bit about the. In early May, American Soybean Association and the United Soybean Board went on a mental health initiative, and they just want farmers to understand that, and they have some resources that no matter where you farm, what you farm, how you farm, everybody has a lot of stress, and everybody's under the gun right now. Ways of helping producers to cope with stress.
This is true. It's just everything gets tight, and we get a little cranky sometimes. It's not necessarily because we mean to. It's just at that moment. Days get long, hours are long. We got to take a step back and think and, settle down and just relax for a minute.
Yeah. And it's called the Soy Help Campaign. So hashtag Soy Help, SOYHELP, and search for that on social media. So, all righty. Well, again, you're busy. Thank you very much, Darren, for taking a little time. Thanks for being on the United Soybean Board, and thanks for being a great resource and working for soybean farmers across the country. Thank you.
Thanks. Thank you, Mick. Let's talk again sometime.
All right. See you then. Thank you. All right. It's time to take a quick break. And, oh, by the way, soybeans are up 40-some cents today. And we'll figure out why next on Farm Talk.
All right, let's pick it together.